I speak to you in God's holy name. God, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We have been following now for a number of weeks an Advent series based in hope. What is hope? Because with hope comes peace, comes joy, our theme for today, and also comes love, the theme for next Sunday, as we prepare our hearts to receive the coming of Jesus as a child. And the metaphor of the birth of Jesus is that Jesus begins as a child in development within our hearts, and through the whole Christian year, we develop more and more skills about how we are to understand ourselves living in the pathway of Jesus and in the love of God, that we are truly responsive to God's love to us in creation and how we respond to that. And we develop that over the year, and we do it year by year. It's a building up. So as we mature, we become more responsive, more loving, more able to follow Jesus. And today, we are preparing our hearts to receive the birth of Jesus, which is a slight 10 days from now. Or 9, I guess. So today we are going to finish our series on joy. And I started last week talking about there was 9 habits of joy. And joy, we understand, is not something that comes of hope. 9 habits of hope is not something that comes from the outside. That's extrinsic, meaning outside of. You know, if you went and bought a lotto ticket and you have the hope of winning it, that's something from outside of you. But the real hope that lasts and is foundational to our faith is the hope that comes from within us. The hope from within, known as intrinsic hope. And I mentioned last week that we're going to review last week and today 9 basic habits that help build that in us. Because we are living in a time of instability. We're living in a time which we are afraid. We just wrapped up the climate change conference in Poland the other day, and people are anxious about what's going to happen, not for our generation. All of us here, we're not going to notice much. But if you have grandchildren, or children who may have children, grandchildren yet unborn, they're going to really feel it. They're going to suffer. So how do we build hope in the midst of this foreboding that's around us? How do we respond? Because if we have hope, we will respond. If we have no hope, we just sort of lay over and say, well, then get me. And we have to get more than that as Christians. Because the Christian way, no matter how dark it gets, we dig in and we move forward. The 4 habits of hope that we looked at last week was, first of all, being present. In other words, not running away, not pretending it's not happening, not sticking our heads in the sand like an ostrich. We have to be present to what's going on, to the present moment. We have to be, second habit is to be mindful, to practice some meditation, to practice on our breathing, to not be taken aside by other thoughts, but just keep focused. Then, coupled with mindfulness is the third habit of avoiding distraction. Sometimes we can be distracted by bright, shiny lights. We see politicians often trying to distract from a subject at hand by putting something out there that people chase after like a dog with a bone. The fourth habit is to have a selective attention. We have to really be focused in on what we're doing. And even though these distractions may come into our midst or other things may impinge on us, we keep our focus in on what we're doing. You know, sort of like driving the car. Don't answer the cell phone. Your job is to drive the car. Have attention on the car driving. The new habit that I want to introduce to us this morning, habit 5, is meditation. It's changing our relationship with our thoughts. We hear about meditation. We run a meditation program here in the church. And what is meditation? Well, it is really changing our relationship with our thoughts, training our minds to be less attached to thoughts and examining the nature of our mind. And there are a number of steps that help us meditate, and I want to put a little attention on that right now. The first is, when you want to meditate, find a quiet place, a place that is yours. Maybe a chair by a window, maybe a room, a little space that's kind of your snug. And just choose that and say, I'm going to do some meditating now. I'm going to meditate for the next 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be all day. I mean, you can build on this and get bigger and bigger. But I'm going to sit here now and just focus in on being quiet in this quiet space and just spend time to be connected to the Holy Other, to God. Sit and relax comfortably with your uprightness. Don't slouch. Don't get an old easy chair, but maybe a chair that you can sit in, and you can sit upright and just enjoy that uprightness and just be attentive. Some people like to meditate with feet on the floor. I know when I join the meditation group out here on Wednesdays, I always take one of the black chairs, not the easy chair. For me, it's always easier to meditate if I'm sitting upright in the chair. We need to have an awareness of our breath. I mean, most of the time we never hear ourselves breathing. I now, with my new electric ears, my hearing aids, when I'm going up a hill, I hear my breath more than I used to. But generally speaking, we don't hear our breathing. But when you're meditating and quiet, you'll actually just put an attention on your breath. And you may find it hard to keep that time of attention longer than a few seconds, but gradually you can build it. And I know some people who are so good at it that they can keep attention to listening to their own breath as they meditate for maybe a full 15 minutes. I haven't quite reached 15, but I'm more than a second or two. The next is to notice but not follow your body sensations. Like, you may notice that chair on the left side is a little tougher than you thought. Or maybe your right elbow is sore. Or maybe you feel a pain in your upper arm or something like that. But just notice it, but don't fascinate on it. Just notice it, let it go, and keep your mind just sort of focusing in on your present relationship with God, your present relationship with yourself. So you're not really chasing after thoughts or feelings, but you're just noticing the moment, hearing your breath, and that's meditation. And you find that people who do meditate live longer, they are healthier, and there's a number of health benefits, but you also just have a sense of inner peacefulness, and with that inner peacefulness can come hope. The next habit, habit 6, is using our senses. We have 5 senses, and you all know them. Sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. We notice them sometimes when they're overwhelming. If you walk into a chicken house, you may notice the strong, pungent odor from the chickens. But most of the time, unless there's a great roast going on in the oven, you may not notice the smells. We hear sound, of course, cars and so on, and we see things. But allow all our senses to come into play. And when you're sitting in that quiet space, allow yourself to say, okay, what am I smelling? What am I hearing? What am I feeling? What is my touch? And allow all the senses to come into play, not just a few that we use all the time. Habit 7. Have a wonder. A wonder of the universe. Sometimes it's hard because we have so much cloud. But go out when you can on a clear night and have a look at the stars. Have a wonder of the great creation. Here in Agassiz, and there's more able to see the Milky Way than, say, I can in Abbotsford. But I remember as a boy on the farm, I would love to go out and just see the stars and just wonder at the awe of the universe, wonder in awe of the universe. And it's important to do that as we're going to be hopeful people, is to connect with more than just what's on the TV screen. We have to connect with the awesomeness of the universe. We have to be aware that something truly amazing is going on around us and that we are a part of that amazingness. It transcends just our own little life. There's something more going on all the time. And we think about the fact that we are a part of this great movement that God has created. We're not outside of it. We are in it. We are a part of the universe. Habit 8 is we have to bear witness. So, for instance, if you were out recently and saw the Perseids on a clear night, that the falling stars, known as the Perseids, and you saw something that was really amazing, share that with somebody else. Wow! I know the other morning, last week, my wife saw bears in the backyard right next to the window that, the sliders that go into a patio. They were right there, and she stood there, and I was a little anxious when she told me about it the next day, because the bear could break through that glass pretty quick. But there was a bear eating up the fertilizer that I'd forgotten to put away. But it was kind of awesome to see this happening before your eyes, and you're only 2 inches away from it through the thickness of the window. That's awesome, and share it. Share it with others. Here's what it is. I was involved in this. And I have hope that there's more stuff going on. And habit 9, the last habit, is being present to the universe. It's similar to the one I just mentioned, but it is a sense of, I'm a part of this. I'm not just forgotten. I'm a part of the beauty of the universe, whether the beauty of nature, the beauty of the stars, the beauty of watching water run. I'm a part of this. And it's a part of me. God created all of this, and I'm a part and present with the creation that God has made. It's mysterious, it's vast, it's loving, and it's hopeful, and I'm a part of it. I can have hope within myself that I'm connected to something more than just the news that goes on around me. Father Thomas Berry says we all have a capacity to reflect and celebrate on the dimensions of the universe itself. And this is the source of our hope. And my hope today is, as we prepare for the birth of Jesus, to be born again in our hearts and develop us yet again to a new level of who we are as Christians, that we do this, despite the news around us, in a way of hopefulness and that hope that comes from within. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen. And now invite us to stand as we are able, and we shall share our statement of faith in an ever-present God.